Rude Boys Top 10, and it is August 10th. Rude Boys Top 10. I'm Sherm.
I'm Tom.
And this is going to go hand in hand with our episode, I believe, 79 coming up. It's going to be all about Metallica because it's in honor of Metallica's new album, SNM2, the sequel, coming out in stores. I'd like to say nationwide, but there's a pandemic. So we're going to take it upon ourselves. This was Tom's idea. This is Tom's fucking business right here. Top 10 Metallica songs. And I sign off on this because Tom got me into the band. So, Tommy, take it away, brother.
Right. We're going to start off with Within Kill 'Em All. We're going to say Seek and Destroy. Just fucking just brutal. Just kick-ass. Just perfect. This album, just perfect thrash metal.
Yes, absolutely.
You know what? Also, I'm going to say Four Horsemen as well.
Oh, you got it. I mean, it's our theme song for a fucking reason.
Absolutely. We're gonna ride the lightning next. Ooh. And we're gonna fade to black ride the lightning.
All right, yeah. Fade to black is good. That was one I know that was one of my picks. I love Ride the Lightning.
Yeah.
So yeah, Fade to Black. I love this whole album, but Fade to Black I dig big time.
Yeah. Now you know, we're gonna go see our master who plays with puppets. And he's gonna put us in a sanitarium.
Sanitarium is good. Sanitarium is a nice. It's a little slower.
It's a little slower,
but it's fucking heavy, man.
Yeah,
like the subject matter and shit. Yep. Like, I mean, that's one of my fears. Big, like, just the old school medical insane asylum sanitariums. Mm-hmm. Like, oof.
Yeah,
that's some subject matter. Let me tell you.
Yes. We're gonna throw an instrumental on here as well. Orion.
This, yeah.
Orion, you know, I know you mentioned Orion was...
Sure. Yeah, you know, Orion, really I love that. If I had to pick between that or, like, Call of Cthulhu or something like that, like, it's definitely Orion. As far as their instrumental stuff goes, the original instrumental stuffs.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
We're going to serve some justice now. We're going to say, you know, Injustice. Injustice for All is such a fantastic song. Just, you know, that double bass is so, you know, just Lars when he was young and he's able to, you know, hit that double bass. You know, it'll slow down a little bit. You know, also, you can't, you know, when we talk about Injustice for All, we can't forget about One.
Yes.
It's a war song.
Absolutely.
You know,
yes.
it's about vets coming back and dealing with the trauma of war.
Sure.
Which is still something to this day.
Absolutely. Yeah.
We're gonna go into The Black now.
The Black album.
Yes, The Black album. And we're gonna enter the realm of Sandman.
Okay.
It's an iconic
Metallica song.
Super iconic. You know, you really can't. You know, you think Metallica, you think Enter Sandman.
I agree. Yeah, it has to be their most played song. I'd have to say.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot of it, obviously, outside of the realm of music and with ECW and the titular wrestler, the Sandman.
Yes.
But I talked to this analogy with you, Tommy, over the weekend, that Enter Sandman to Metallica, I think, is Fight for Your Right for the Beastie Boys.
Okay.
And both amazing songs for their respective artists and bands.
Sure.
But a little bit overplayed.
Absolutely.
There's plenty in the back catalogs as we're going through. And, I mean, this ain't even going to be really – this is our top 10, and this was impossible to pick.
It really was. It was hard.
Out of a list of 30, 40 songs to pick.
So. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to go a little deep on the Black album. I'm going to say Of Wolf and Man.
That I really you like. Know, when, see, that's something that, yeah, that is good.
Yeah, when you first hear those chords, it's just like, whoa, this is something different, you know. This is something that they're not going to play on the radio.
Yes. I think the first time I saw it was with the S&M concert DVD or whatever. And that was the first time I heard it. And I was like, damn, this sounds pretty cool. And then I discovered it on the Black album.
Yes.
And I was like, damn, this is pretty fucking cool.
Now we're going to we're going to blow some loads.
Oh, no.
And,
stop it.
You know, Hero of the Day.
I
think the only reason I put this on this list is the... is because of the video.
The
videos that came off of Load, I really dug.
Right.
I really did.
A little slower song, but definitely, yeah. You know, they got some pipes behind it, you know, yeah. James Hetfield and all, you know?
Yeah, and then,
Jimmy Hetfield.
You know, of course, Load had the controversy because they cut their hair and everything,
right,
blah,
okay,
blah,
so
blah.
That was during the thing. Don't yeah. spoil what we're going to talk about in episode 79, my friend.
Well, I'm giving the nation a taste.
Right, a taste of the Load.
Yes, a taste of my Load. King Nothing.
Why did I set you up and I immediately regret it?
You really did.
That's the podcast, boys.
King Nothing, another fantastic song
awesome,
off
yeah.
of Load. You know, again, this video stands out. You know, they're playing...
That was like the very, like, strobe lighty one. Am I thinking something different?
King Nothing was...
I don't know what it was.
They were, like, knee-deep in snow.
Oh, maybe not, then. I don't
and
know
they were,
I
you know,
might be,
you know, playing...
Sandman, I'm thinking of. Never mind.
No, Sandman had the bum.
The bum?
Yeah, Enter Sandman had the bum. That was, The old man in the video for Enter Sandman.
I thought it was, like, a strobe lighty sort of thing. Maybe. All right. We don't do research here on the Rude Boys Power Plus or Rude Boys Top 10, which
obviously.
Is what this is.
I'm going to hit some honorable mentions before okay. we hit our last one.
Is there still more? Jesus. We had a lot of songs to pick.
You know, I mean...
A lot of gems.
Yeah, we're going to... You know, our two honorable mentions are two songs that aren't off of...
These are the most honorable of mentions.
Yeah, that aren't actually off of albums. No Leaf Clover... Which is only on the S&M
right,
album,
right.
First album, which I was thinking, I'm like, yeah, you can't play the song without an orchestra.
No, you can't.
No.
I think I've heard some sort of semblance of an album version or a studio version.
Right.
But it doesn't do it justice. Oh, boy. Fun fact, looking a little bit into Sherm's life, I first heard the song from an anime music video all about the Cell Saga from Dragon Ball Z. And, I mean, you talk about two great tastes put into one.
Right.
I love the Cell Saga. Like,
nice.
We're talking about, like, Perfect Cell fighting Super Saiyan 2 Gohan, getting killed, coming back,
okay.
about to blow up the world, double Kamehameha. Kamehameha, what a fucking otaku. Kamehameha.
Ugh.
And, yeah, so that's where I got to talk about No Leaf Clover. I love No Leaf Clover.
And then, I Disappear. Which is off of the Mission Impossible
yes,
2
yes.
soundtrack. I actually bought...
This is a cool song.
It's a cool song, because it's like something out of... I feel it's out of their comfort zone.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah, they don't really do a lot of soundtrack-y sort
no.
of stuff. I mean, they're doing the soundtrack for Takeover 30.
Yes.
But not the soundtrack. One of the
theme songs.
One of the theme songs. So yeah, you're right.
I really
don't...
Yeah, yeah,
Hollywood.
Yeah.
It was Mission Impossible 2,
Mission Impossible 2. I actually bought the Mission Impossible 2 soundtrack just for this song.
Sure.
I could give two shits.
I like that Limp Bizkit song off it, so...
Okay, yeah, I forgot that was on there. And... Our final song.
Are we sure this is the 10th? Whatever. Who cares?
We
make the rules.
I was really hoping you were keeping track as well.
I started doing it, but I don't know.
Fuck, what happened?
I don't know.
You know what?
This is the first Rude Boys Top 10?
Jesus. We all, you know, I'm gonna go back to Master of Puppets.
Okay.
And I'm gonna say Battery.
Okay.
Battery
is that's a thrashy
kick your ass
yes.
song, like
not thrash. I'm sorry, but like a high energy.
Yeah, like you know, I remember being out with a couple of my friends back in the day, and for some reason that song would always close the night out, and it was just like, you know what, that's a good song.
I feel like that closed it, or I think they closed.
No. I mean that song, Battery. Close the night out of,
I got
being
you. I got
out
you.
And
yes,
causing
no,
a ruckus.
I understand. Okay, I got
yeah.
you completely.
No, Metallica will usually... I don't know what the hell they close with now.
I don't know.
Yeah, I haven't seen them in quite some time. So that's Rude Boys...
Top 10?
Top 10? We
definitely gave you more than top 10.
Yeah,
probably.
And you know what? It's Metallica, and Metallica deserves all the numbers in the world.
Absolutely. From one... And,
you know,
do they have any other songs with numbers in them?
Maybe.
Okay.
I can't think of anything.
Fixer has three X's in it, so that's 30.
Okay.
Takeover 30.
One of my favorite moments is seeing Jason Newsted coming on with them at, I think, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Which is pretty cool to see.
Nice. All right, cool.
Yeah.
But that is just a little sampling of the future podcast episode of the Rude Boys Power Hour Plus. Episode 79. Look out for that, but this has been the Rude Boys Top 10.
This has been a presentation of the Rude Boys Podcast Network.
Oops.